Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you. We're thankful again this morning and every day that you called us out of darkness to know you and know ourselves. It's in you we live and move and have our being. Bless this word to us this morning. It's like fire to ignite us, to get rid of the dross, and just to partake of everything that is of you, everything godly. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. The readings, Pastor Eddie.
1 Thessalonians 5 from 19 to 24. Never restrain or put out the fire of the Holy Spirit, and don't be one who scorns prophecies, but be faithful to examine them by putting them to the test. And afterward hold tightly to what has proven to be right. Avoid every appearance of evil. Now may the God of peace and harmony set you apart, making you completely holy, and may your entire being, spirit, soul, and body be kept completely flawless in the appearing of our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. The one who calls you by name is trustworthy and will thoroughly complete his work in you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The one who called you by name is trustworthy and will thoroughly complete this work in you. So we at one time, you know, we came into this world and we took hold of things that didn't benefit us. It actually twisted, messed up spirit, soul, and body, going down the wrong path. But now we've come back to our Lord, we come back to our Savior, and now it's so important we stay with him, because he knows the plans that he has for us. He knows the right way. He demonstrated that from baby to young man to father, and we're walking on that highway of holiness. We're walking in his footsteps. We doing the works that he done. And why? Because we've been sent in the same way too. And what did we see in his walk? He was staying in tune with the Father. He says, I do nothing but what he tells me and what he shows me. So that's the key, guys. We must watch everything we do. We must stay. We were once carnal. Now we are spiritual. And to be spiritual, we stay with the Lord. We make decisions together with the Lord. Now it's Father and Son that awakens our hearts. Awakens us to the good works laid out for us, because we realize now we are his workmanship. We made by God for godly purposes. So it's about all about just staying spiritual. We were once carnal, now we are spiritual. So now we stay on this highway of holiness in fellowship with the Father and Son, being led by the Spirit, because that's what creation is waiting for, the sons of God to arise and shine. And this is especially here at the end of time now, where darkness is and the deception is all around. This is the time now for the sons to arise, stay in tune with God, and then be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that you keep us in peace, and that you will complete the work you've started in us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.